All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Got it back in time.
Where were you?
May 10th, 1981. In the news, socialist leader François Mitterrand has been elected president of France for a 7-year term, ending a 23-year era of a right-leaning French government. And John Hinckley, accused of shooting U.S. President Reagan, was reportedly obsessed with the death of John Lennon and, in his mind, binded together the slain Beatles star and actress Jodie Foster. At the movies, Mrs. Voorhees is dead and Camp Crystal Lake is shut down, but a camp next to the infamous place is stalked by an unknown assailant.
I don't want to scare anyone, but I'm going to give it to you straight about Jason. His body was never recovered from the lake after he drowned.
Jason is back in Friday the 13th, Part 2.
What if there is a Jason?
Oh, bullshit. Jenny?
No, what if there is some kind of boy or beast running around Camp Crystal Lake? I mean, let's try to think beyond the legend, put it in real terms. I mean, what would it be like today? Some kind of out-of-control psychopath? A frightened retard? A child trapped in a man's body?
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. Two in Los Angeles. The other in San Francisco. And they were each assigned very hazardous duties. But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
Sunday Night TV features Charlie's Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
On the radio, Scotland native Sheena Easton is in her second week at number one, riding the morning train.
Baby takes the morning train. He works from 9 to 5, and then he takes another.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1981.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.